producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Solemn Christmassy start here. All right, everybody,
it's that time
along.
Of year.
Sing along, everybody. Is somebody step on a Christmas duck, Super Don? What was that? That was not. What was that?
Listen, it is that time of year where we all want to get into the Christmas spirit.
Right.
And listen, I seem to recall, I believe in the nativity scene, there are some goats there, right?
So that was a curried Christmas goat song. I've never heard that.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a little fun with this because not only can we kind of laugh a little bit, but this is actually for a good cause. There's this multinational organization called Action Aid, and they've put out an album of goats singing Christmas carols to help fight poverty.
Goats?
I couldn't resist. I just could not resist. I'm
it's
sorry.
A good cause. I always remember the barking dogs, you know, rough, that kind of thing.
We've moved on to goats, and so we will maybe share some of these songs throughout the next couple of weeks as we lead up to Christmas.
All right. Do they do any Jamaican reggae-style curry goat songs? I just don't know.
Why do you keep saying curry goats? Are you, like, hungry or something, or...?
I haven't eaten much today. I had my morning smoothie. Barely.
You're in the mood for some curry goat.
Well, by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, everybody. Spinning it out live through GCN and, of course, Talk Network eventually and everywhere else. We've got some cool stuff happening today, but I just got back a 24-hour whirlwind tour of South Florida. And we got there late Friday night in time to eat some Pizza Fusion. Right, I remember that organic pizza place we used to talk about.
That's right, yeah.
And it was so cool. There was a guy named Kelvin there that worked there. And when we walked in, I had my wife and kids, and he immediately could read energy. He saw, like, my son picking on my daughter, you know how it is, sibling stuff. And he's, like, picking him out because he used to do that. And he just interacted with the kids so beautifully, you know, gave him some little extra stuff. And it was just a great, great day. I hooked up with one of my boxing buddies down there. I had a nice meal, and then the next morning, my daughter and I woke up early and went into the ocean. We went for a swim on December, it was yesterday the 12th, and it was like summertime warm as far as the water. It was great. Of course, you know, Al Gore's freaking out, and Obama's freaking out over warm water, but I liked it. It was really nice.
Yeah, you know what I say about global warming? More beachfront property.
Yeah, is that right? Where's it coming?
Yeah, well, I used to say that when I was on the West Coast, but that was, you know, hey, that's all right, more beachfront property for me.
It just depends on where you purchase. If you're inland, then you become the coast, that's what they say. But then again, strangely enough, the Antarctic ice shelf is growing again, so the sea level rises may not be as accurate as they say. May not, but we'll hit that another time. But I want to thank everybody at Simply Natural Organic Restaurant. We had a great meal, had a great crowd. good folks, Sarah H. and family were there. She brought her parents, I believe, and it was just nice. Nice crowd. We had a lot of fun. And you know what was interesting? My mom called. Grandma Mickey, she called in the middle of my lecture. I was lecturing at Simply Natural, and she calls up. And I'm like, Mom's calling. What's up? Now, I know she had gone through a procedure the previous day because she had these eyelids that were drooping over to a point it was affecting her peripheral vision. So She went in for a procedure to take care of that. And she called me on Saturday, a day after. She says, I said, Mom, why are you calling me in the middle of my lecture? She's like, oh, I'm sorry, but I had to tell you, there's no pain. There's no swelling. It's so great. I'm taking the Arnica. I'm doing the silver. You know, it's like 81, almost 82 years old. She just had a surgery. They put her under general. And she's coming out the next day saying, I've got no swelling, nothing. The doctor said that I would have all this stuff. I have none of it. So it was like a cool story right in the middle of it. Had to interrupt. It was funny.
That is awesome. Your mom, man. Don't mess with mom. I mean, she's a trooper.
Yeah, and then my son, who's in, you know, they're eating dinner while I'm lecturing, my son and daughter and my wife, and they're eating, and he texts me during my lecture. He's sitting in the back of the room, and he's texting me. I look at this thing, it's like, Elijah, you're in the room. Why are you? And everybody just groans and laughs because they say, that's how kids communicate. I'm in the room with you. And he wanted me to talk about chemotherapy and the rejection and stuff like that. But it was very funny. We had a lot of light moments there.
That is actually very – have you ever been in the room where you've had two people and they're texting each other and they even have their ringers on? It's like you're ding. You look at them and they're texting back, and suddenly somebody like 3 feet away from them, their phone goes ding.
Yeah, I've never actually seen that.
What are you guys doing?
I've heard about it, but I never saw it. It was the first time I experienced it, getting texted from my own son in the same room while I'm lecturing. Anyway, people appreciated it. It was funny, and we had a good time. But thank you, Richard Pearl. Appreciate you and Cheruse and the gang there, the family there at Simply Natural. If you're in South Florida and you want a good organic meal, great place to go. And thanks to Kelvin at Pizza Fusion down there at the Sunrise location in South Florida. Terrific guy. And former military guy, he and Elijah were talking guns. They were having a good time. So we had a really, really great trip, although it was a fast one. That's why I'm almost not ready to do the show today, but I am. We've got Pete Santilli lined up off the hook in the morning for Talk Network, and he's going to be joining us to talk about the mock shooting in Austin yesterday. We're going to get there in a moment, but first and foremost, the first official story we're talking about is about out of Australia. We covered this on Friday briefly, but there's a follow-up. And the headline says, why tolerating anti-vaxxers is a losing strategy. And
the author is?
No, who's the author?
It's our buddy Jeffrey Kluger from Time Magazine.
Of course, Kluger, yeah. Freddy Krueger, Jeffrey Kluger, same people. Why tolerating anti-vaxxers is a losing strategy. See, they're really freaking out about this idea of tolerance. Now, the left is far less tolerant than people on the right. This is the thing they don't want to acknowledge, and I apologize for diving into the Hegelian dialectic here, but I get a little, let's say, intolerant, admittedly, of those who are intolerant of my perspective on vaccinations. And their argument is like, well, it's not the same thing as being tolerant of someone who has a different lifestyle than you, or because, you know, we're not tolerant of bullies, right? That's not good. We're not tolerant of people smoking on playgrounds, right? And they're trying to say that's the same thing as if you tolerate someone who doesn't vaccinate. It's dangerous because, my goodness, you might get the disease. And what is that disease that had an outbreak recently in a place that was tolerant of people who didn't vaccinate? Chickenpox. And I said this on Friday. I said this is actually a good thing for the kids who are getting chickenpox. People aren't dying from chickenpox. Oh, but it could. You could die from chickenpox. Yeah, and you could – what about the measles? Nobody's dying of measles in the last 10 years. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System shows that 108 people or 109 people now died after receiving the MMR shot, the measles vaccine. You don't care about kids' health. All you care about is your religious view and dogma that vaccines must be accepted as sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And you're afraid that kids are going to get chicken pox? I made sure my kids got chicken pox. And, of course, they're now going to say, that's child abuse. How dare you do that? Of course, if your kid gets a chicken pox shot, he or she is likely to get shingles, which used to be a very rare disease in old people, which has now become commonplace and more commonplace in teenagers and young adults because they didn't have a naturally acquired chickenpox infection that actually helped their immune system. We're dealing with dunderheads, Super Don. And that's why tolerance for people who are blindly pro-vaccine has to end. How's that? Was that a good comeback? Let's be intolerant of them.
I like
people
that.
Are intolerant of us, right?
Yeah. Did you have a torch or a pitchfork in your hand when you said that?
No, but I'm going to grab one after the show.
Okay.
I got to do some gardening, so it'll be appropriate. Man, I'm telling you, they're trying to relate to you. And see, this is the thing. When we talk about rightful discrimination, this is wrongful discrimination because they want to prevent us, we who do not regard ourselves or our children as pincushion experiments for the vaccine industrial complex. And they're trying to paint us as the enemy. Yet, the acknowledged truth, and one day we'll look back in history and we'll go, oh my gosh, how did we ever screw up and believe those dunderheaded doctors who didn't even read the inserts on the vaccines? Who couldn't even read epidemiological studies to acknowledge that in the 20th century it wasn't vaccines that saved us. It was advances in hygiene, sanitation, sewage sanitation, even access to food, nutrition. And that is something that cannot be acknowledged because we have an agenda. We, not the proverbial we here in the Robert Scott Bell Show in the audience, but the agenda of ignorance, the agenda of arrogance, the agenda of pharmaceutical man, the agenda of Obamacare to conscript you into a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical injections and pills and the gateway drug. Yes, I call it that. The gateway drug to a lifelong dependency on pharmaceutical prescription drugs that you cannot afford and that will be forced on you under exceedingly totalitarian medical interventions. Obamacare is just the beginning if you let it. The gateway to that is vaccination. The immediate damage, the immediate absolute ignorance that the immune system is a wonderful gift from the Creator, and you violate it by injecting toxic poisons that destroy it in the feigned attempt, the holy grail for you vaccinators, to elicit an artificial antibody response, and you think the antibody is going to be sufficient to save you from the disease when the disease itself was a healthy part of growing up. And that when you get it, you actually have tools to minimize the intensity of it, to shorten the duration of it, but they're all found in your local health food store, not at the CDC or anyone who follows the dogma of that church. And it is a church. Actually, it's a cult. It's a dangerous death cult. Anti-vaxxers, yeah, raise the flag proudly and walk it and wear it because it's the ignorant masses that are going to be vaccinated into disease states and not longevity, but an early grave. If that's what you want, have at it, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Pete Santilli joins us next. We'll talk about the mock shooting and the incredible thing that happened.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the exclusive transmission of this event. The entire mainstream media is far from here. They've been ditched because terrorists can strike at any time, any location. They will not pre-announce their location. And so this is being staged at a different location to mimic what terrorists would do. They will not announce where they're going to hold these shootings.
That's the voice of Mike Adams broadcasting live through Talk Network yesterday. Exclusive coverage that was held all together live on Talk Network by our guest. Right now he's returning. He's the host of Off the Hook in the morning on Talk Network. Pete Santilli is back. Pete, welcome.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Pete, you did an amazing job yesterday while I was out gallivanting in South Florida covering this event live. The mainstream media was just duped out of the ability to cover this. And we've got some audio clips momentarily from the protesters of the so-called mock shooting that happened in the Austin area. What can you do to set the stage for what you were doing on the air yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say this, and a lot of people give reverence to others just for the sake of doing so. But I was literally part of a dream team of Murdoch Pizzgatti actually conceived of the idea. I thought it was brilliant. But the entire team of our executive producers at TalkNetwork.com, Mike Adams in the field working with him. It's not something that he normally does. I've done a lot of field work myself, but he did such a brilliant job on the ground, a true ambassador. But the message went off masterfully, and I was basically at the at the microphone, at the helm in the control room. It was an honor to be part of. I believe it was a history-making event.
Yeah, we're going to go into some of that history. Like I said, it was a mock shooting to establish the kind of things that happen in gun-free zones. And it was a brilliant strategy executed perfectly, and we're going to talk about that. But first, let's hear from some of the protesters. Mike Adams was right in the midst of it. What kind of things were they doing? What were they shaking? Let's find out from Mike Adams.
You're all victims if you can't shoot back. You're all victims. Defend yourselves. Defend your families. Defend your communities. You're all victims. Stop being victims. Arm yourselves. Well, let's shut them up.
So Mike Adams in the midst of that, and they're saying mock shooting, mock victims, as if that's a protest song. I don't know, but they're waving sex toys, dildos around, saying, you know, this is how we'll protect ourselves.
You know, the message is very simple, and if you appeal to each individual, each human being, to let them know what the statistics are, the government is offering us the option in a mass shooting to either dial 911 or shelter in place or hug your neighbor in your cubicle. Basically, by dialing 911, it's going to take about 10 minutes for the police to get there. The message that was conveyed yesterday is that mock shootings are pretty much inevitable in this day and age. You have seconds to make a decision. You can either decide to go with the government option, mm-hmm. or you can decide to defend yourself. And having arms against an assailant that's carrying a gun is a great way to save your own life.
Pete, let's find out which lives matter if the government gets its way.
Criminal lives matter. Please explain that.
Well, in gun-free zones, we actually get to live because the victims won't be able to shoot back. So we pretty much support gun-free zones.
You're saying criminals. Oh, you're the criminals?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So, Pete, they actually had posters, Criminal Lives Matter, there. What was that?
Well, you know, as we all know, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. I've investigated these. We could spend an entire show talking about it. But the government has participated in staged events where they use crisis actors in front of the cameras, and they use it for the purposes of training their infrastructure. We essentially used crisis actors, but for the benefit of the public good. That was actually a crisis actor that was portraying a criminal, and he was using the hashtag Criminal Lives Matters because and it was really, really funny, but it was a really right. powerful message that criminals just love gun-free right. zones.
Well, one last protest song as we go to break here with Pete Santilli talking about the mock shooting yesterday. Listen to this.
Have you ever taken art history?
I love
art. Art history was fun.
Back after this.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
And now for something completely different.
We fight in your general direction! We fight in your general direction!
The farters are here.
As if passing gas is a legitimate defense technique against terrorist shootings, mass shootings that happened yesterday, in fact, In Austin, Pete Santilli is with us. He's host of Off the Hook in the Morning on TalkNetwork.com. Check it out. And he was reporting live on Talk Network as this was going on. We just heard about the art history. It's not a joke. Mike Adams was on site there. Pete, man, this was an amazing, you said it, historic event. But the question is why? People want to know, why was it historic?
It was historic on many different levels, but back to the commentary about the art history and Mike Adams actually making light of it. He did a masterful job on the ground. He was very, very accepting and tolerant of those counter protesters, and he was kind of mocking them because as they were cheering loudly and in unison that our history. It sounded like they were saying art history.
It did.
In front of them. And the whole thing was awkwardly humorous. We realized that this was a Second Amendment issue we were trying to communicate about the importance of self-defense and our constitutional protections for doing so. And these people were opposing it, which was just, it was, you know, on so many different levels, very, very disturbing because we had the message boiled down to something very simple that everyone could understand. Do you choose to dial 911 and wait 10 minutes or do you choose to pull out your personal weapon and fire back at the assailant within that 3 seconds that you have?
These protesters were pulling out personal sex toys as defense weapons and then saying we're going to fart in your general direction. We're passing. I mean, it's absurd what they were arguing.
It was so absurd that they were actually, we saw a couple of them that were wearing their typical communist garb. They had the red shirts and the stars and the entire attitude of the crowd, especially with the way they were so well organized. And you know that the opposition on the left side, well, I know that the opposition on the left side is well funded, well organized. But to use these symbols of opposition being the fart guns and the dildos to convince the greater population that it's better to apply peace, sex and gaseous substances in opposition to, you know, an equal and opposite force of Second Amendment. I called them because of this blended, very confused opposition. I called them communosexuals.
Communosexuals. It's a new term here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from Pete Santilli. I like it. That's maybe ends up in the dictionary next year's word of the year.
Very, very appropriate, though. It was so disturbing. Even the term sounds so awkward, but that's the best way to describe who these people were and just kind of intermingled humorously in this very, very serious message and serious demonstration.
Right. Because we know in the communosexual world, when you pull out a sex toy, terrorists immediately disarm themselves. And, of course, and they're not going to shoot.
Some of their devices. I would say that there would be a certain segment of the population would be very fearful.
Intimidation. Super Don, what were you going
to
say there?
I was just saying, I think they were trying to spread dildocracy. To everybody there in Austin.
I think it was sixth grade. My buddy and I, we were the smart Alex of the class, and one of the kids was very, let's say, ignorant of certain things, and we were talking about, I don't know, it was dinosaurs or something, and we told one of our friends that there's a dinosaur he hadn't studied about called a dildoosaurus, so he went up to the teacher and mentioned this, and she whispered in his ear and explained what that was. He turned beet red, and of course we got in trouble for that. But anyway, this is the silliness that's going on out there. It's like, pull out one of those, and of course the terrorists will disarm. No, they're not going to be intimidated into disarming, but they want to disarm you. Now, in a mock shooting, do you want to call 911 and wait? Let's give a listen to what was happening on scene.
They're huddling around their gun-free zone sign. The average response time of the police is 10 to 12 minutes. An average mass shooting is over in under 4. The people are at the mercy of the killers. 30 seconds pass. One person is murdered.
Pete, who's on the megaphone there? Remind us this group, because they were brilliant in the way they moved this mock attack elsewhere, so the mainstream media that was there to cover it could not cover it, and only Talk Network was there.
That's the probably the history making a portion of it, is that these subverters, these communosexuals, as counter protesters, by the way, in violation of the First Amendment rights of the protesters or demonstrators, it's Murdoch Pizzagatti and Matthew Short from don'tcomply.com. I think it was Murdoch on the megaphone, if I recall. But
He basically laid it out. The 10-minute response time, 10 to 12 minutes, is, it, you know, 4 minutes, it's over.
That's exactly right. Now this is what would have happened if these gentlemen actually allowed these subverters, these counter-protesters, to be the backdrop in front of the international. We're talking hundreds of cameras, video cameras and still cameras, with potentially tens of millions of viewers and listeners. The backdrop would have been these communosexuals. These guys decided, you know what, our message is going to be kept pure. We're gonna take it away as a terrorist would, and actually played into the game of the fake event, that is,
right,
terror event. And they said, you know what, we don't get advance warning of these active shooters, so let's go ahead and play the game very accurately. Let's go down the street. Let's evade detection by these people, and let's get the message out. And they allowed TalkNetwork.com to exclusively record the event outside of the potentially tens of millions of listeners and viewers that the mainstream media would have tainted.
Yeah, and don't ask a communosexual on how to stop a bad guy with a gun. Let's hear how it's really done.
The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. But he's still 9.5 minutes away.
Stop it! Stop it!
The people are at the mercy of the killers. 30 more seconds passed.
You have a gun-free zone.
Two more helpless victims are shot.
So this is happening in real time on Talk Network yesterday. Pete Santilli doing the play-by-play from the studio there, and it really, this is just beautiful. And the fact that they didn't stay in the area with all of those protesters meant that the focus could be on the actual event as opposed to the protesters, which, of course, that sells, because people waving sex toys in the air, of course, that's the front page.
You know, one little known fact with these protests, especially with the opposition being as organized as they are, when the Supreme Court actually ruled on it, I'm not going to go too deep into this, but the Supreme Court ruled that if you have a protest, you schedule a demonstration and you exercise your First Amendment rights, if you have counter protesters that interfere with that, the police have an obligation to actually stop the counter protesters. They can protest on their own, but they can't direct it at the guys that were out there. What happened beautifully yesterday is that these subverters, these communosexuals, they were not even given the opportunity to stifle the freedoms of expression and speech and communicating this message to the general public, because it is a life-saving message.
It is.
Surrender to the collective or defend yourself. You have seconds to decide what will your decision be. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a powerful message, and it was not co-opted.
Yeah, this next clip reminds me of the crisis actors with signs that say criminal lives matter. Give a listen to this.
Everyone is still huddled around the useless sign. Criminals don't obey laws, and they won't obey a gun restriction law. The good guys obey laws. So the gun-free zone only disarms people you shouldn't be concerned about. Where can we find the good guy with the gun at this crucial moment? You're about to die, and he's still 7 minutes away.
So 3 or so minutes into this mock shooting, and, of course, no good guys with guns because it's a gun-free zone. And the law-abiding people would say, oh, okay, well, let's not carry the guns in there. And, of course, the criminals, terrorists, et cetera, pay attention to those gun-free zones. In fact, they're slaughter zones. Nobody can defend themselves until the good guys arrive 7 minutes later, if that. Pete, this is absolutely, again, brilliant in the way it was pulled off. I know planned and executed, but it was just absolutely phenomenal, and thank you for covering it the way you do.
You know, and nauseating as well, because guess what? Taxpayers have spent tens of billions, if not trillion dollars, on surveillance technology. In advance of this mock shooting, the government announced that they would be surveilling the crowd. They would be providing intel to the police. And guess what? These guys were able to covertly sneak away from the crowd and to conduct their demonstration. And guess what? The police couldn't find them until about 3 or 4 minutes after the exercise began. So we spent billions of dollars for the surveillance technology, and they couldn't even find the mock shooters.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, the government is here to protect you, right? 10 minutes after the event is over. And yeah, that's a question as you review this thing and what goes down in these mass shootings through this mock shooting, which is a real a teaching moment. The question is, will they get the message or will they continue to discredit it? Will they continue to focus on protesters that Pete is now calling communosexuals?
You know, they were so concerned with their own emotional connections to their agenda that they neglected to recognize the thoughts of a potential criminal that looks at a gun-free zone as the perfect opportunity to go dump a 30-round clip and take the most number of lives. They're not thinking in terms of a criminal that, guess what, you don't even need to fire a shot if you're really, you know, against guns.
Yeah.
You never even have to fire a shot. Just by simply letting them know that people are going to have guns in that gun-free zone, it is no longer a gun-free zone, a criminal is going to think elsewhere.
Let's give a listen to the review as it was broadcast on Talk Network yesterday.
You got a moment to tell us how this went down?
This went down with the way that any mass shooting would go down, without anyone knowing, in a isolated part of the campus with no police around to help them. We've been here about 10 minutes. We're just now first seeing a police officer roll by.
That's right.
That's how long it would
take. Exactly how much time it takes for the cops to show up.
And they were looking for you.
Around looking for us, and they just now showed up, and showed the people watching. The police just now showed up.
This is the kind of reporting that takes place on our new sister network, Talk Network, and Pete Santilli. He is the host of Off the Hook in the Morning on Talk Network. Thank you for being here to report with us today as the wrap-up.
Thank you, Robert, very much. It's been an honor.
Yeah, I really appreciate the work you're doing. Everybody check him out in the mornings on Talk Network. Here we're broadcasting live on our friends' syndicator GCN, of course, Talk Network simulcast, and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and across the pond in UK Health Radio, where they're also disarmed, but not here.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is the power of the new media, and the power to heal is yours, and the power to see through communal sexuals is yours. Oh my gosh, did we offend anybody, Super Don? Pete was great. Pete Santilli was great. And listen, this is what I love about the medium of talk radio, right? Right here on GCN, the hosts here, Talk Network, elsewhere, Natural News. Not beholden to these corporate interests to disarm Americans, to drug all Americans, to vaccinate all Americans, or much less the people of planet Earth. And to have a message of, let's say, I won't even say opposition, a message of sane intellectual, who is it that says intellectual anarchy? Is that a Jerry Doyle saying? Intellectual anarchy? I lose Super Don as I go into that. Well, you know, the concept of not asking for permission where none is required. And when you're a member of the mainstream media, as it's been defined, you're a member of corporate collusion to disarm you, to disempower you, to lie to you, to steal from you, to cheat on you. And yet what happens now in the new media is we can actually get this message out to you that it bypasses the filters. It bypasses the censors. And, of course, that's upsetting. But look what those guys did, this mock shooting. They said, screw you, old media. We're going to take our mock shooting to prove a point away from you. You can watch the people with screaming dildos anytime you want. Stay there. We're going to sneak out and show you how it's really done. And they did it. Super Don, pretty impressive.
Very impressive. I can't say enough about the brilliant execution of, and no pun intended, of the situation yesterday. And it made a couple of important points. Number one, you know, these mass shootings don't take place. They don't send out invitations or announcements. Let's all meet here to, and so that was, I think that was great. And number two, the the fact that the mainstream media, and they were there, Fox, NBC, CBS, LA Times, USA Today, they were all there covering the event. And while they were all distracted by people with fart machines and sex toys, the real news was going on behind the scenes. And this is, I think, it's a great example of the state of the media today.
Yes.
So they're all focused on the water skiing squirrel.
Exactly.
Not getting covered.
Right. This was a watershed historic moment, as Pete Santilli said. This is where the new media takes on new meaning and delivers a message that they refuse or are unable to do, other than, you know, with rare exception, like a Ben Swan, for instance, who's doing great work there. Cheryl Atkinson, who had to leave a lot of the mainstream media. Very few have survived that. And we continue to do that here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, our home in syndication, GCN, and other friends that carry the program around the world on podcast as well. And the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please check them there. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, a feel-good story we're going to end the hour on. A girl who survived deadly arson. She lost her family as the house burned down. She had a Christmas wish for the holidays, and she wanted holiday cards. Superdome, were these like Hallmark cards or holiday cards to be able to turn into something like at stores? What was the story here?
No, see, what she had was something called a card tree. You ever seen those where it's like a metal frame and you can hang the cards on it to make a card tree, you know, like a Christmas tree?
Right, yes, yes.
Yeah, and so all she wanted was she asked if she could get Christmas cards to put on her card tree. And this was put out on Facebook, and as a result, it's gone viral, and the family's fundraising, they've got a fundraising site, has raised over $200,000 for this little girl, along with just tons and tons of Christmas cards from all over the United States.
Yeah, they had a website called youcaring.com, and they raised over $200,000. You know, this was where I say, you know, the love that is out there, the charity that is out there, it's not dead, it's not gone, despite government opposition to it by maintaining or claiming the role of charity by force of a gun. These are people freely donating to a cause they believe in. And there would be more of that going on with less government intrusion into the charitable fields. And that includes in medical charity as well. And that's the kind of thing we would promote, the freedom to choose the path in your life as opposed to have it mandated by force of the loss of your life or your freedom, which is not charity at all, my friend. But charity is what we do here as well, bringing the power to heal back to you because it is a gift from the Creator. And, you know, I'm just here to get out of the way and allow it to flow through. We got a whole other hour. We're going to talk about the medical monopoly and that Martin Shkreli's back in the news selling drugs. What else do we have? A cannabis update? When's flu season going to start? And maybe you can forecast your health better than your doctor. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com right here on GCN. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.